Hello everyone, my name is Hasibur Rahman. I'm a CRM developer. I maintain a CRM technical blog website at hrbtechtalk.com where I share my knowledge and experience on CRM and other technical areas that I have been involved in over the last 8 years. The topic that I will cover today is how to pass field values between two entity records. For the demo today, I'm going to be using CRM 2015 Arc, and I will actually utilize the out-of-the-box relationship between lead and opportunity. So what happens out of the box in CRM? When you create a lead, if you qualified, it automatically gets converted to an opportunity, and a lot of the fields that the field values that you have mentioned for lead, it gets copied over to the opportunity. So let's give you guys an example to start with, and then I'm going to show you if you create a custom field, how you can mimic the behavior of copying that value to opportunity from lead. So let's go ahead and under sales, let's find leads. And in there, I'm going to go ahead and create a lead. Now, for this demo, we would not care much about the value of the data because that's not the scope of it. So we are just going to enter the bare minimum. So I'm just going to wait for the page to load up properly. Just give it a bit of time. Okay. Just have to start from the beginning. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. So I will just give it the normal name, topic, name, first, list. Let's say estimated budget is 560. So now, ideally, I would really input all the values here and go through the whole process flow. But since it's not the scope of this demo, I'm just going to qualify it and convert it to opportunity. And keep an eye on these values here: the topic, the first and last, and the estimated budget to be 560. So let's go ahead and click on the qualify button, and it should convert this to an opportunity. So we will wait for it. So as you can see, the opportunity has been created, and the values for the budget, the topic, and the contact got copied over from the lead. Now you can achieve the same thing for custom fields, and I'm going to show you that step now. So we will go under settings and we will customize the system. And when this window opens up, just give it a bit of time to load. Let's try again. It must be running a bit slow today. All right. So once it has loaded up, we will go to leads and we will go to fields. Just give it a bit of time to catch up. All right, and I'm going to just create a very basic text field in here. So we will just call it test field and nothing much we have to do here. We're going to go save and close this. So now behind the scene, obviously, the field is getting created in the CRM SQL. So once that's done, we'll go to the main form. for lead. I do apologize, it's running a bit slow today, the system. Okay, so let's go to the main form of lead, which should be this one. And what we will do is we will put the custom field that we created on the form so that we can input some value. So let's filter out in the custom fields, and let's say we place it right under test fields, and we shouldn't have to do much, but I just want to make sure it is visible by default, which it should be anyways. Okay, yeah, it should be fine. I'm just gonna save this. To publish. So while that's happening, I'm going to go to opportunity and create the same field there as well. Now, it's very important that you create, like this mapping will only happen between the same type of field. So, for lead, we created a text field. We are going to do the same here as well. So we'll call it test field. And we are not changing much, but obviously, as you have noticed, that it would be single line of text. That's exactly what we did for. Lead as well. The name could be different. I'm just naming it the same so that we can follow it easily, but the name could be different. It really doesn't matter. As long as the type of the field is the same. So we will just save and close this. So obviously at this point it's creating the field in the SQL for CRM. And we will do the same thing for forms. We will place the form in the default, we will place the field that we created in the default form for opportunity as well. All right, just filter in the custom fields and we will place it at the bottom. We'll save this. And just gonna wait, and we are going to publish all the changes. So now, while that's happening, we can move this window, hopefully, or maybe. Oh, yeah, it's done anyways. We are going to go back to the leads, and this is the most important part for this demo. So in the one-to-end relationship, we will find out the relationship between lead to opportunity. We'll wait for the list to populate here. All right, so now obviously as you can see, like here it's all the primary entity is all going to be lead. So I will just sort it out by field name, sorry, by the related entity, so that it's easy for me to find opportunity here. Here, so if I open this one up, you will notice under mappings there are a lot of fields, and some of which we saw in the example earlier. And these are the fields that got copied over from lead to opportunity. So, for example, we had the topic, for example, that got copied over from lead to opportunity when we pressed on the qualify button. So we have to do a similar thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to click on new. Just give it a bit of time. And this will open up all the fields in lead and opportunity. So on your left is going to be lead because that's the source, and on your right is going to be opportunity because that's the destination. I find it easy to actually sort both sides by display name because I know the display name by heart, and we are going to be looking for test field. There it is. And same on this side. Right. So here what's important is, as I said earlier, that okay, the name really doesn't matter. The name could have been anything. The most important thing is the field type has to be the same on both sides. Now, if even if it was the option set, for example, if we would have used a global option set, say province, it had to be that option set on both sides. You cannot have a text field here and whole number here, or option set here and then have text field here. It has to be of the same type. That's the most important thing of this demo. So once that's done, we are going to just go OK. We'll wait for it to be done and we'll close it off. Everything should be in place, but just for the sake of it, and I believe no one else is using the system now, we are just going to click on the public publish all customizations, and we're just going to wait for it to finish. In the meantime, I'm also going to have a refresh button click here. I shouldn't have to, but just for the sake of all right, so it has finished publishing. So I'm going to open up that org again. And now I'm going to go under sales rather, sorry, not services. So sales leads. So if I click on new now, apologies again, it's working a bit slow today. So you can see the test field has appeared here. So let's go ahead again and tap in some non-significant values here. Really doesn't matter what we want to put in. So let's call it topic 2, first 2, last 2. Done. And let's again have a value there. This time let's say 321. And let's call test field. This will copy over. And let's go ahead and save this. So now let's go ahead and click on the qualify button and wait for the magic to happen. So as you can see, much like what we expected, the value did get copied over. So this doesn't have to be limited between lead and opportunity. Any custom entities that you want to create and they're related through one-to-end relationship or the other way around or end-to-end relationship, you can easily achieve that. Of course, if you want to do some complex calculation and things like that, for that you might want to use the workflow. Or even some even some JavaScript for some cases depends on your requirement, but this is the most simple way of doing it. So that's the end of the video. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. If you are watching this video on YouTube, please hit on the like button. And if you're watching it on my web blog hrbtechtalk.com, please leave a comment. And if you have any questions, just paste it in there and I'll make sure to get back to you. Okay? Have a good day. Thank you.